It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. Hope you're enjoying the afternoon. We are live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are our engineers. We have Jorge and his crew with Martin and company doing our video. And best of all, we have Phoebe Hunt and her band who have a new album that's, what is it, coming out Friday?
That's right. Friday, June 2nd.
So it is brand new. It's called Shanti's Shadow, and maybe we'll talk about the significance of that in a little bit. But you're playing Friday night at the Paramount Theater with Shaky Graves, so it's kind of a celebration of the release of the album. So I'll bet you'll play some tunes off of the new album for us.
Why don't we do that?
Okay. What would you like to start off with, Phoebe?
We're going to start with Frolic of the Bees.
All right. Phoebe Hunt live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9.
Stay until the end.
We are live in Studio 1A this afternoon with Phoebe Hunt, who is singing and playing the fiddle. And it's the lead track to their new album, Shanti's Shadow, and the tune was Frolic of the Bees. Yeah, I never pictured bees frolicking, but I guess they do when they sprint about. How'd you come up with that song?
Well, Dom, the mandolin player, Dominic Leslie here, he wrote that interesting melody on his mandolin. Mm-hmm. He does that. He tends to write these really interesting, intricate little ditties. And I heard it, and I thought, I'm going to write some lyrics to that. And I really never know what I'm going to write about when I'm writing to his melodies, because they're so interesting. They just kind of pull out these lyrics for me. So I think it's something about society.
All righty. And the new album is Shanti's Shadow. Mm-hmm. So tell us the significance of the title of that.
Shanti is actually my first name. So it means peace in Hindi. And my parents were hippies. They were yogis who were disciples of Swami Satchidananda, and they had spent 7 years in an ashram meditating. And they had left the ashram, obviously, by the time I was conceived. But my mom felt this presence of peace, I guess, and she named me Shanti. But my grandmother's name is Phoebe. And so I was always called Phoebe, which is my middle name, just to respect my grandma. And recently I've just kind of been doing my own practices of yoga and such, and feeling that Shanti and just how the world needs that right now, but that we also have this shadow side, which could be referred to your ego side. Most people, everybody has one. Right. And so to me, Shanti's shadow is Phoebe Hunt. It's my ego. Shanti's shadow, the piece. The shadow has to go, the music has to go through the filter of my body and my ego and my branding, Phoebe Hunt, and all that stuff in order to get out to the world, you know? So you have to, you know, market, and all that's my ego, right? So Shanti's shadow has to go through that to get to the world. So that's kind of what I think of it as.
All right. So I understand you and the band went to India.
Yeah, a group of us went to India and studied with Kala Ramnath, the master vocalist and violinist, Indian, Hindustani, Carnatic music, and for about 2 weeks, I mean, just did a deep study. And for me, the result was knowing myself a little bit better and my connection to my music and my instrument, and it definitely impacted the way this album came out. You know, we came together and we recorded following that trip. Mm-hmm. And that trip spawned a lot of types of creativity. I mean, Roy here went to India with us also, and he made an album right when he got back too. Actually, he made two different albums. And we live in a house in Brooklyn, and there's all kinds of creativity that was spawned directly following that trip. So for me, it was this album, Shanti's Shadow. But so much creativity came out of that trip, and I feel like we're just riding that wave right now.
All right. Phoebe Hunt is our guest this afternoon. She's here with her band. Am I right that you have some roots here in Austin?
Oh, yeah. Austin Montessori School, Bowie High School, Bailey Middle School, the University of Texas at Austin.
So you grew up here?
Yeah, I grew up here.
All right. Well, before you do the next tune, you want to take a moment and introduce the guys?
I would love to. The Gatherers.
The Gatherer. That's right, The Gatherers.
We have Roy Williams here on the guitar and singing vocals. Well, he's originally from Scranton, Pennsylvania, but now he's living in Brooklyn. And then we have Ethan Yojevitz on the bass, and he's living in Nashville, Tennessee. We have Nicholas Falk on the drums, and he's living in Galax, Virginia. Mm-hmm. We have Dominic Leslie on the mandolin. He's living in Brooklyn, New York. And we have Kai Welch on the accordion and keyboards and pianos and vocals, and he's living in Nashville, Tennessee, too. These are all my crew. I mean, these are people, I feel like we're all part of this group of people that kind of travel all over. We all travel to different places and play with different people all the time, but we're this family. So we're kind of this kindred spirit group that can kind of expand and contract, but everyone, we all have the same heart. We all kind of know each other in the same way, and so we have this really cool crew going on
here. So do the Brooklynites play in Brooklyn together? Do you the part of the group that's living there play as a unit?
Yeah, we all play everywhere. Okay. All the time. Brooklyn included. That's part of it.
Okay.
We were just in California last week at the Strawberry Music Festival up there. Mm-hmm. We're going to be at Paramount on Friday, and then we'll be at Kerrville Folk Festival on Sunday, and then we're heading up to Colorado. So we're doing this, you know, and there's the modern technology makes it kind of makes it a lot easier to be able to kind of manage getting to places on time. And still, I miss my flights, but it's cool.
All right. Well, we're glad you're here this afternoon with us live in Studio 1A. Phoebe Hunt and the Gatherers, you can catch them Friday at the Paramount, Sunday out at Kerrville, and right now on KUTX 98.9. What tune would you like to do?
We're going to do a tune called Just for Tonight. Just for tonight, won't you hold me like you've never held me before? And just for tonight, won't you haunt my memory? Can we fly through the night on a gold tapestry? Waking up in the morn to our river of dreams, and just hold me tight just for. A hand on my skin with a comforting glance, wash away all my pain. Won't you ask me to dance on that Fairyland train and just hold me tight?
Phoebe Hunt and the Gatherers live in Studio 1A, and another tune from their new album, Shanti's Shadow, which drops on Friday, the same day that they perform at the Paramount Theater. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming by and sharing the music with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Jay.
Sure.
And all the people here at KUT. We really appreciate all your support and this beautiful studio you have here and the time and attention you spend on making it sound really nice. So thank you guys for all you do. And to Cliff back there running sound, thank you.
Cliff and Jake doing our
and Jake.
Sound. Yeah.
Yeah. And this whole video crew. Thank you guys all for being here today, too. It's really sweet to have so many people putting so much time and attention into this three-song set. So two songs, you know. It's great. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Sight and Sound will be up on our website at KUTX.org. And Phoebe and the Gatherers will be doing one more tune, and we'll have the entire set for you at KUTX.org. Thanks again. Don't forget to check them out Friday at the Paramount, Sunday at Kerrville. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. I'll have some Boss Skaggs tickets to give away and lots more music right here on KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.